Welcome to day number 71, Shavua Tov. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, and this is the last Mishnah of the third Perek Maseches Tamai, and then we'll start the fourth Perek together. Says our Mishnah, Hanosein lechamoso, one who gives produce or grain, whatever it is, ingredients to one's mother-in-law for the purpose of cooking them. Ma'aser eshehu nosein la. He has to tithe that which he gives her, meaning the ingredients themselves. And ve'eshehu notav mena, and also that which he gets back from her, meaning the cooked dish that he receives in return. He has to separate tithes again, so it's twice. He has to separate that which he gives and that which he gets. Why? Because she's suspected of perhaps swapping out anything that's bad, any bad produce, anything that went bad. Why? Imagine the scene, imagine the case, you give ingredients, she puts it together, she starts cooking them, and she realizes that either these weren't the greatest ingredients, they're not great, or the recipe didn't come out well, and now there's a dish that really isn't so delicious. And she doesn't want to return that to her son-in-law. So instead, she'll try again. She'll use her own produce, her own ingredients, make the dish again, and then give the really delicious one back to her son-in-law. Why would she do that? Amar Rabbi Yehuda wrote to Hibas Akanas Bita, two reasons. Number one, she wants what's best for her daughter. And Uvoshet Mechasana. And also, she doesn't want to be embarrassed in front of her son-in-law. So because of those two reasons, it is likely that the mother-in-law may actually swap out the produce that was given to her for other produce in order to be able to return the most delicious dish. Therefore, when you give her the produce, you have to assume that maybe she's going to end up keeping this produce, because again, she's going to swap out and return her own produce. She's going to end up eating your produce, and therefore, you're not allowed to cause someone else to eat untithed produce, and therefore, you have to separate Meister before that which you give her. But then also, when she returns it to you, you have to assume again that it is not the same produce. It's actually her own produce. We're assuming in this case that the mother-in-law is an Ama Aretz. So therefore, we assume the produce was not properly tithed. So therefore, that which you're receiving back is not what you gave her, which you already gave her tithe. It's the mother-in-law's produce. And therefore, you have to separate tithes again, just to be sure. That's why you separate on both ends, both what you give and that which you get. It's important to note that the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, no, the mother-in-law who's an Ama Aretz is just like any other Ama Aretz that we learned previously. You can assume that which we give is the same produce that you're going to get back. So you wouldn't have to tithe both. You assume it's the same produce. Perhaps the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda had different experiences with mothers-in-law. Anyway, the Mishnah continues. Modi Rabbi Yehuda, benosin lechamoso shviis. But Rabbi Yehuda does agree with the Chachamim when we're talking about Shemitah, when Shemitah is involved. When you give ingredients that are free from Shemitah during a Shemitah year, so then he would agree that you can assume that which you give is what you're going to get back. Why? Because we don't suspect that she would actually swap it out for her own produce. Lahachilas bita shviis. And then what ends up happening is that she would be feeding her daughter prohibited food during Shviis. Meaning to say that when it comes to tithes, it's one thing. But when it comes to Shemitah, Shemitah was at least perceived to be much, much, much more chamor, much more strict. The laws of Shemitah are very, very important. We don't want anyone eating Shviis, at least in the eye. I mean, it's true, but certainly in the eyes of an Am Aretz, that was considered a much more serious thing to violate. And therefore, if she got something during the Shemitah year, something that was free, she would not play games with that. She would not swap it out for her own food, even if it was for the purpose of making a better dish. She wouldn't want to, chas v'shalom, give them back something that they would not be able to eat and cause them to sin during Shviis. That is Perek Gimel. Mishnah Aleph of Perek Dalet. Halokeich peres b'misha eno ne'eman ala maestros. That someone who buys fruit from someone who is not believed by Maestro. So imagine it's Erev Shabbos and you go to the Shuk and you buy fruit from an Am Aretz. V'shachach l'astron. So it's Tamah. You have to separate tithes, right? Because the person wasn't, you bought it from an Am Aretz. But v'shachach l'astron. You forgot and now it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to separate tithes on Shabbos because it's considered like being metakin, like you're fixing something, right? You weren't allowed to eat it before, and then when you separate tithes, you're allowed to eat it. That because it kind of finishes that and it changes the status, we're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So now it's Shabbos, you have these fruits that was demai, you forgot to separate tithes, what do you do? Vishal lo b'Shabbos, you can go to the storekeeper. Imagine you see him in shul and say, hey, the produce that I bought from you, I assumed, or I should have separated tithes, I didn't. So tell me, did you separate tithes? Was it tithed properly? The answer is yochal apiv. You are allowed to believe him. If he says yes, they're tithed properly, you're allowed to eat them on Shabbos. Don't we know that when it comes to an Am Aretz, we don't believe them when it comes to Maestros? That's the whole point. They're not trustworthy when it comes to Maestros. But Shabbos is different. The Kathak quotes the Yerushalmi that either one of two reasons. Number one, we, because of Oneg Shabbos, because of the enjoyment on Shabbos, the Chamur Mekel demise only mean they're abundant. You only have to separate tithes rabbinically, because most people already did separate tithes. And therefore, the Oneg of Shabbos, the mitzvah to really enjoy Shabbos, outweighs that. That's one possibility. The second possibility is that there's a special awe that everyone has around Shabbos, and therefore they wouldn't lie about produce when it comes to eating it on Shabbos. Either way, we're allowed to believe in Am Aretz when it comes to eating the food on Shabbos. Chashka motzei Shabbos, but if it's already, it got dark on on Motzei Shabbos, on Saturday night, lo yochal ad sheyaser. You can no longer trust the Am Haaretz. At that point, you'd actually have to separate tithes because you're allowed to now. On Shabbos, you couldn't separate tithes. But now on Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to separate tithes. So at that point, you have to and you should no longer rely on the Am Haaretz. Similar case, lo matzo, imagine you can't find the guy who sold it to you in shul, right? Amr lo echad she'eino ne'eman al maestros, but someone else, perhaps someone else who knows the guy or someone else who saw the sale, and that person's also not believing the maestros, that person says to you, Musarin hein, don't worry, I know what the guy sold you, tithes were taken from it, no problem. Ochel al piv, again, you're allowed to eat for the same reason. Chash kemotzei Shabbos lo yechad she'eser, same thing, if it becomes dark on Saturday night, you are not allowed to believe him, instead you'd have to tithe it. Trumas maestros shel demai shechazra demkoma. Imagine you have a whole bunch of produce that you got from an Am Haaretz, and you separated Trumas Meister. That's the Truma that comes from Meister that you give to the Kohen. Anyway, you separate one of the tithes. And then it falls out of your hands somehow and it falls right back into the pile and now you have a problem. Because the entire pile is now going to have to be considered Truma. That's a major loss to you. You have to give that to a Kohen. You can't eat it yourself. Because again, you remove the tithes because it was Demai and then it fell back in. So now what do you do? Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, Af b'chol shalov ochal apiv. Even during the week, you're allowed to go back to the Am Haaretz that you originally bought it from and said, hey, just tell me, was this tithed properly? And if it was tithed, then you're good to go. Because then what you separated for the purposes of tithes was never really tithed because you didn't need to, because it was already tithed before you got it. So it doesn't have the status of Truma. When it falls back in, it's no problem, and the entire thing is good to go. And the reason that leniency exists is because, again, you were only tithing for the purposes of Demai. And usually we don't trust an Am Haaretz, but because most Am Haaretz do tithe properly, in order to not have to throw out or to give the entire bit of produce to a Kohen, we allow that leniency of relying on an Am Haaretz to tell us whether it was or wasn't tithed. That is Mishnah Aleph. We will continue with Mishnah Beis tomorrow.